Foxy 107 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic. So John Legend's on the line. What's going on, John? How you been doing?
I'm doing well, Jody. How are you?
You seems like you're doing quite well for yourself. I love the show on duets. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
It gets away from, you know, the people who can't sing to the people who can sing, you know?
Well, you know, the show's all about finding great singers, and then also it's about us as, you know, people who are already established, singing with them and mentoring them. So that's really the nice twist on the concept of the reality show, since we're singing with our talent, and it really works well, and I'm having a good time with all the other judges on the show and all the amateurs on the show, too.
Well, John, you are definitely giving back to the community and showing these young artists how the music industry should be, and not like some of these other shows, kind of like Fly By Night, you know, I'm not naming no names, but...
Don't name no names. I got in trouble for naming names. But, you know, this show is focused on people with real talent who can really sing and really perform. And I've been really enjoying working with them.
Okay, the season finale of what duets is what, tonight, right? Is it
Absolutely.
Tonight?
Absolutely.
All right, so what can we expect tonight?
Well, tonight they're going to announce the winner. And so America's been voting all week, and they've seen these folks performing all season, and America's going to decide who takes that record deal home. So there's three finalists that are left, J. Rome, John Glosson, and Jason Farrell. One's from Jersey, one's from Georgia, one's from California. America's been voting, and we'll see who they pick. My money's on J. Rome because I think he's the best one, but we'll see what America thinks.
So your single tonight, The Best I Ever Had, is doing great on the charts. What else have you been up to?
Well, you know, we got more where that came from. I got a whole new album called Love in the Future that we're working on right now, and it's almost there, and it'll be coming out this winter. And we're also going on tour in October and November, and I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good rest of 2012 for me. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited for you, because I'm telling you, man, you when you came to the DPAC, was it last year or 2 years ago for the grand opening you put on a show?
Yes, that was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Was that the one I did with Indie Irie?
Yeah. You came down that
out. That was back on my Evolver album.
Yeah, you came down that out like you're like Muhammad Ali, like you, hey, I'm the champ. I'm the greatest. I'm going to get on the stage and give you a show.
Absolutely.
And you definitely came with it. Certainly came with it. And you have been doing so much in the community, giving back to the community. You got the Show Me campaign. What is that about? What's that fellowship about?
Yeah, the Show Me campaign is a nonprofit that I founded back in 2007. Our focus is on thinking about poverty and education reform and how we can make a difference. And so we fund all kinds of educational programs that improve our public schools help bring better teachers into the classrooms, and then also provide opportunities for young people to excel.
All right, John Legend, good deal. I know you got some peeps here in the Carolinas and Virginia. You want to send a quick shout-out to them?
Oh, of course. I got my aunt, Nasa, and my uncle Lester, and my cousin Jamal. They all live in Durham area, and, we got a lot of friends in that area, so we look forward to coming back as soon as we can.
Can't wait to have you back, John. Can't wait for the album. Much love to you. Keep doing what you do, brother, giving back to the community and giving back to the music and making this music industry and taking it to a whole nother level.
Thank you very much.